how that we become one with Christ, see? It become personal. And it says, he that is joined to the Lord's one spirit. So our spirit's joined to the Lord. We become bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh. We're baptized into his body. We're in him. He's in us. Amen. While God rules all the universe, while he gives this into the hand of Christ, see? Amen. So that's a thing that God wants us to see in this hour as we dedicate our life to him. And as he has brought us through everything, brought us here at the end time, he brought us through, counting the church, the bride, he brought the bride through the engagement that was by the mouth of St. Paul, the message that Paul preached. Paul preached the message, and we read about it, that brought good tidings, great tidings of good things. Amen. And it says, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel. Hallelujah. And them that bring glad tidings of good things, you know. Amen. Well, it says about John there, when the prophecy was of John in the Luke chapter 1 and on down. Any time it's brought in where a great message comes, it brings glad tidings of great joy. Hallelujah. Because the Word of God brings great joy when you got the complete revelation and when you're in the Word for the hour that God has given to you. Amen. Now, we've come through battle after battle after battle for truth. But now, our battle has ended. Amen. We're established and settled in the Word. The battle for the truth is over with, and we came out the winner. Hallelujah. And that's what Paul talked about when he said, when you get this, reach this, said you'll no longer be tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine. We're not worried about or fearful of someone come and preach something new and lead us off in a direction and all of a sudden down the road find it wasn't right. Amen. But he has established our going, hadn't he? Praise God. Amen. So our warfare's over with. And I want to read here a scripture in the book of Isaiah, and I want to read the 40th chapter and verses 1-2 for a starting place. Amen. Isaiah 40:1-2. Now, as we take this journey in the Word of God this morning, we are praying and believing that God's going to bless us in a special way, amen, in seeing where we're at and what it takes to please the Lord in the hour we're living in. Now, Israel came to a place where God, the prophets prophesied about God would bring them to a certain place, amen, brought them through a lot of battles. But as in the days of Solomon, there was rest from all the enemies. Amen. And that's what God's going to do in the millennia. That's going to be rest for the whole world. Hallelujah. The devil's going to be bound. But before the millennium, before the rapture, God brings us to a place where the Bible says we reach the fullness of the stature of the man Christ Jesus and said we're no longer tossed to and fro. Amen. Our battle for truth has been won. Amen. And we're settled in it. So I just thank God for that. The devil's defeated when it comes to trying to move us from the truth. Amen. Now here's what the Word says in the book of Isaiah here. 40 chapter verses 1 and 2. It says, comfort ye. Comfort you, my people, saith your God. Now, I want you to watch now. Notice it didn't say, saith Jesus, or saith Christ. Jesus had not come into existence in the form of a Savior at this time, see. So, in the Old Testament, it says, God said, God. But some people can't realize we're in the New Testament now. They just keep saying, God said, God said, God said, God led me, God did this, God. How about Jesus in me, impressed me, spoke to me? Amen. In Him we live, move, and have our being. We're up close and personal to Him. So it's not that a God's up there somewhere. There is a God up there somewhere. There's a God everywhere present at the same time. Amen. But God said to Jesus, and we may read this morning. If we don't, we'll get another time. We've read it before. Where God has made Him the head of all things that pertaineth to the church. See? Amen. God's still ahead of Mars and Jupiter, and now they're finding planets and galaxies out there that was unimaginable. It's so big up there. Well, God's got it all in control. He has His angels up there, and they're in charge, and they're keeping everything just right. That's why we can predict 20 years from now, like a eclipse of the moon or sun or something. That clock up there, it runs so perfect, even though the earth's leaning back somewhat, yet it runs so perfect, everything else works in perfect continuity. Amen. I was reading something on when Jesus crucified, the sun was, it got dark for about 3 hours, and they, according to that's the time God let the moon become black out the sun there. Amen. And all that. And they can predict when and all about it, because it's so perfectly, because God rules that. So God, when Christ was born, and let me say this, Jesus Christ did not exist in that form in the Old Testament. Hallelujah. Amen. And He didn't exist in the form of the Holy Ghost until after He was crucified and raised from the dead and ascended back to heaven. He said, if I go away, I'll send you the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost. I was asked a question, and the Lord just let me be prepared to answer it. I made that statement. The young man said, Brother Ben, you know the Bible says the men of old were moved by the Holy Ghost as they wrote the Scriptures. And says, if the Holy Ghost didn't come into existence till after Jesus died and resurrected, how could the Holy Ghost move upon those Old Testament type prophets and all? Well, we go to the New Testament Scripture in St. John, the 7th chapter, where Jesus said, He that believeth upon Me, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living waters. And the Bible says, this He spake of the Holy Ghost, or the Holy Spirit, which has not yet come, because Jesus had not yet been glorified. So it didn't come, but the writers of the New Testament talked about the Spirit of God. Amen. Many times they had referenced Holy Ghost. Amen. But did you know in the Old Testament, you can get your Strong Concordance or some of the other, Holy Ghost is not even mentioned at all in the Old Testament. How many knew that? There is no mentioning of Holy Ghost in the Old Testament, because Holy Ghost is Jesus Christ in spirit form as He came to the early church, and He weren't even born till about 2,000 years ago, till the New Testament. So many times in making reference back to what God has done back in the Old Testament, we in the New Testament are so acquainted with using the terminology Holy Ghost that we'll say the Holy Ghost moved upon that prophet and He did that. Well, it was the same Spirit that became the Holy Ghost. See? Amen. But the Holy Ghost was not given until the day of Pentecost. And the Word says, John 7th chapter, that the Holy Ghost didn't come into existence until He was glorified. See, when He gave up the ghost, see, that's the Holy Ghost, see. Amen. But He came back on the day of Pentecost, and He said, I'm with you now, but I shall be in you. Amen. So we begin to look at the Word of God. We see that we're in an age now where people can't realize that we've moved into another age, another time period. We're not even in the church age. And when Paul began to preach to the people, they kept referring back to the law, especially the Jewish people did. Amen. And that you got to be justified by the law. Some of the people went to the Gentiles and they said that unless you be circumcised and keep the law, you cannot be saved. Amen. But here come Paul, apostle to the Gentiles. Amen. He said, if you're justified by the law, you're fallen from grace. Said, we're not under law. Hallelujah. So, we've come to a place where the battle's over. Amen. So, your battle's over, see. That's a thing there. We've come to a time when, our struggle's over for doctrine. It says here, again, speak comfortably to Jerusalem and cry unto her, tell her, he said, that her warfare is accomplished. Amen. That's what I want to talk about. The bride's warfare is accomplished concerning the doctrine of the Word, the revelation of the Word. Amen. Now, our battles will come in a different way. That's what I want you to see this morning. Our battle's over when it comes to what to believe and how to do and how all these things. We used to be in Pentecost and in the Baptist and Methodist and different things, what you might have been in. One preacher would come preach one way one week, another preacher come preach another week. It kind of kept us tore up and shook up. Amen. But he said, I give you peace and joy. Amen. And so there's a people now that's married to Christ, that's settled. Amen. That's marching on, and soon there's to be a rapture when she's raptured out of here. Her warfare is accomplished. And he said, tell her her warfare is accomplished. That is glad tidings of great joy. Now, I'm going to read to you from the book of Romans here. Now, this is, some of you here might not have got the tape yet for last week. Amen. And it's up close and personal. We've got a lot of comments on that one. You know, the bride in Christ is up close and personal. And again, I know I'm going to get a little criticism about this, but that don't matter. I'm used to it anyway. When I begin to say, we have a special relationship with Jesus Christ, and we don't necessarily address God, see? Amen. We can look at God as being everywhere present at the same time. We can look at Jesus as the man Christ Jesus. That's what the apostles followed, the man Christ Jesus. But Paul, the apostle to the Gentiles, never saw Jesus, amen, in an earthly body. Amen. That's why he spoke of Christ. He had a special job, a special duty to get a special people that would believe without seeing him. Hallelujah. Amen. And just to talk about Jesus has reference to a man. Amen. That came, lived, and died, and thank God he died for our sin, paid the price at Calvary, came back as the Holy Ghost, see, in the Spirit, and then throughout the church ages, God moved and had fellowship with His people. But when the church fell away in the early age, amen, Jesus weren't here as a man, neither was He here as the mighty Christ like He come in Revelation chapter 10. But He dealt with the people through one of the seven angels. See, if you'll get Revelation 20, you can start Revelation chapter 1. And we'll find there John, he's saying something that's never been heard of before. The church has fell away. But he said, greeting from him that was and is, or rather, him that is and was and is to come. That is come first, meaning he's ever present. And from the seven spirits which are before the throne, and from Jesus Christ. Now I want you to watch. God moved that truth down through the church ages through one of the seven angels. Hallelujah, and the seven church age messengers. Hallelujah. But here in this hour, we're up close and personal with Christ because He come Himself. Amen. Throughout one of the church ages, one of the angels came to represent Him. There was a man on the scene, a messenger. Each church age You'll get the seven church ages, seven angels. They uttered their voices right through seven church ages. Amen. And now we know that we've come through that. And when we get through it, the Bible says, Revelation 10:6, that we reach a place where the mighty angel Christ, he raised his hand to heaven and swear that time is no more. We've gone beyond time. Hallelujah, we've gone beyond church ages. Time don't have any effect on us now. We're in Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm talking about the inner man here. Now, we still get older and all, but we ain't going to get older much longer. I read last night about where Abraham, he was old. He was 99-year-old when he was circumcised. Ismael was 13-year-old. Amen. But God come to him and said, about this time, there's a set time, about this time next year, I'm going to come to you. And that's what God's doing today. He's telling you about this time. He's setting a time in motion. The mighty angel says, time is no more. He said, about this time I'm going to come to you, and says, you and Sarah are going to have a child. And Abraham, says, Ismael, my seed can be in Ismael. He said, no. Sarah, thy wife shall conceive. And she was 90, and it ceased to be with her as it was with woman, an old woman there. And she did like probably a lot of people would. She laughed at the old man and said, me, an old woman, my Lord's old, said, shall I have pleasure with my Lord? And she just started laughing at that guy, because God came down in the form of a man. That fellow there, he's been in the sun too long, or whatever he might have thought along those lines. But he said, about this time, next year, said, you're going to conceive and bring forth a child. Amen. And, it happened just like he said. See, God's word is right, see. And it was setting a type of this thing in this hour. There's going to be people, amen, get young again before they go in the rapture. Yeah. Praise God. Amen. There'll be no sickness, no death, or anything. The dead's going to raise up and walk right among us. And then together, we'll get together and we'll go up to meet the Lord in the air. Hallelujah. Amen. Not God of the Old Testament, but then we'll see Jesus Christ, hallelujah, in all of His glory. Amen. But right now, we're married to Christ in the Spirit, see. We've come through the time of the church ages where God dealt with the church, amen, through Christ at a long distance, see. Amen. Because Christ didn't come down here and deal so much personally. Amen. He sent one of the seven angels because the church was in a fallen state and wheat and tare growed together and there was no possible change of perfection. Amen. The battle was still raging. It fell and went into the dark ages for 1,000 years. Then Martin Luther began to preach the just shall live by faith in 1500. And then here comes John Wesley, said we need to live a sanctified life. And then in 1906, here come the Holy Ghost, just like it was on the day of Pentecost and at Cornelius' house. The people began to speak in tongues and began to receive the gifts. And then God said, now I'm going to restore back. He sent a prophet. Amen. He done his job. He's left. He's gone. And then, amen, the mighty angel come down from heaven. Then, we know how Brother Jackson, God used him, his ministry to fit in there, to bring what he was doing for the Jews, see. Amen. But now, look where we're at. We've come through time. We're not in time anymore. And if we begin to look back to time, we've come to a land beyond time. I saw a little thing on TV, the land before time began. Well, there was a land before time began. And the angels were tried here just like we've been tried. But there came a time when their trial was over. Hallelujah. There came a time when the trial reached its place. There was many of the angels in the prehistorical age that fell. They were in charge of the earth, the great dinosaurs. And I saw this week where they found the skeleton of a crocodile about 20-something feet long. that don't exist in our time period. And they said, estimated that lived 20 million years ago, they found in the desert, but that desert used to be a swamp, see. Amen. Well, the devil and his angels were back there, and the devil said to himself, something on this order, he wanted to exalt himself. We can take over the earth. And he could have said something like this. I wonder what would happen if these two big animals got fighting. And God used a man's mind. His name was Walt Disney. And he took and got lizards and so forth and blowed them up through the camera and so forth fighting. And I believe it like the wars of the dinosaur. Well, see, that didn't happen in our time period. It happened millions of years ago. Hallelujah. And the angels fell. About a third of them fell. They listened to the devil and went with him. Amen. But look what God's got now. He's got some good angels. Hallelujah. And they're here to be servants to us that serve God. Yes, they're bad angels, which are demon spirits and so on. And some of them were so mean that God won't even let them loose. I believe it was Peter said they're reserved in chains of darkness till their judgment. They're so evil that if they were turned loose on the earth, they would wreak havoc on the whole thing. Amen. But there came a time, see, when the battle was over for them. They cannot be tried anymore. They cannot be tested anymore. Amen. And they have eternal life. And God's got a set of angels. Not that He made an angel just to have somebody serve Him. No, He made angels and gave them a chance to fall away. Amen. There's where the love comes in. There's where God get glory. Amen. The devil had something that looked so good, so beautiful. We'll take over this earth and make it a better place. But there was some said, we're going to stick with God's Word. We're going to stick with God. Hallelujah. And the day came when God just overthrew the whole thing, froze them up, took all the angels to heaven. Amen. That didn't listen to Satan and cast the rest of them down into the bottomless pit. Amen. And here we are today. So He would come through the period. And now He's brought the bride the same way, the church. We've come through time. We've come through testing. We've come through trials. And Satan has presented to us many things. Got churches that look so good. And many times, many, many people come to some of these, what they call, revival centers. Have 18 or 20,000 some. But you try to give them a little word, they won't take no word. Amen. And it looks so good. Here's a test. Are we going to stay true? Are we going to keep walking with God? Regardless of how it looks, yes, we are. Amen. Yes, we have. And now God has said, as it was with the angel, they came to the place when their warfare was over. He says, now your warfare is over. Hallelujah. When He comes back in Revelation chapter 10 as mighty angel, which He has done, and we're baptized into His body in the cross in chapter 1 verse 19, or verse 13 rather, He said we're baptized. Amen. Or we're translated into the kingdom of life, the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're not even of this world anymore. We've been translated. Hallelujah. We're not looking at the world. We're not looking at religion. That battle's over and we're not fighting with them. Amen. What they do or say, that's up to them. Amen. We got a job to do and that's praise our Lord. That's to have the joy unspeakable and full of glory as we walk with God. Our warfare is over. Hallelujah. Sound the alarm. Tell it. Preach good tidings. Glory to God. Amen. Because Christ has come and we recognize Him. Now in preaching, just recognizing Christ, see. Amen. That's what these messages are. God's bringing into us not just Jesus. Somebody said, well, I've seen Jesus, Brother Howard. Well, I don't care if you saw Jesus 14 times. He didn't come down here. You saw a vision. Amen. Is that right? Because Peter said that heaven must retain Him. Amen. He's not going to come back to this earth, Acts chapter 3, until He comes to set His kingdom up. Amen. He's not even going to come to earth for the rapture. He's going to call His bride and we'll meet Him in the air. Hallelujah. Well, I seen Jesus. Jesus came and spoke to me. Well, praise God for it. Amen. That's good. But what you saw was a projection of the image of Christ. Amen. Because Jesus is not here yet. But we get acquainted with the Spirit of Christ. Amen. Christ means anointing. Amen. And Paul used Christ Jesus. Amen. Because there was a people that had to see Him as Christ. There was a people that had to know Him as Christ. There was a people that had to be married to Him as Christ. Hallelujah. That's why He's seen in Revelation 10 coming to us as a mighty angel. Angel means spirit form. Hallelujah. His feet like pillars of fire. Amen. His face like a sun. But there was a cloud around His face. Nobody could see Him except those had those special revelation eyes that could see right through the cloud and see the glory of Jesus through Christ that have come to earth. Praise God. Amen. So, you might take notes. Somebody said, well, God showed me this. And I told you the other week, and I don't want to be repetitious, but since I'm on this, I'll say, Barbara and I, we had a minister come by here, actually, and he went with us on South Carolina. We talked, and he seemed to have his head on pretty good. But we had him speak for us. And I didn't count the times, but I kind of wish I did. I didn't know it was a... God told me this. God spoke to me this morning. God spoke to me last night. God spoke to me this, and God spoke to me last week. I guess God spoke to me 20 times. God spoke to me, and He told me. And of course, I told you how He said, God told me the dogs turned the neighbor's trash can over and said, God told me to be neighborly and go pick up the trash of the neighbor and put it back in the trash can. And God said, God's anointing me. God's doing this. Well, and the point is, He never got to Jesus. Amen. And then sometimes when they get to Jesus, they never get to Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. But read what Paul said. Amen. He said, you're dead and your life is hid with God in Christ. It says, when Christ come, who is your life? Amen. Amen. You read Paul's book. I preached in West Virginia a message called The Big Book. The little book within the big book, say. Amen. There's something in this Bible, 14 books, that was wrote by the apostle to the Gentile. Now, I didn't plan to read this right here, but I think I will in the 11th chapter of the book of Romans. We're in Romans now. If you haven't got there yet, Romans, the 10th chapter, but with the Scofield Bible, you can look in here. You can see what's on the 11th chapter too. See. It says here in the actually, you don't even have to turn here if you got the same number I've got here. All right, in the verse 13 of chapter 11 of Romans. All right, in the verse 13 of chapter 11 of Romans. Watch what Paul says. Now I speak to you Gentiles, inasmuch as I am the apostle to the Gentiles, I magnify my office. Hallelujah. Now I want you to notice that he weren't one of the 12 now. Had nothing to do with one of the 12. The one of the 12 talk about Jesus. The one of the 12 followed Jesus, and I praise God for it. See, what the 12 preached, it didn't include a rapture. See, because God was going to move from the Jewish realm when He got His number there and move into the Gentile. They rejected Him, amen, because they refused to turn loose something. Now, if you'll read Romans there about circumcision, that's one of the things they... kept telling the Gentiles, if you're going to be saved, you got to be circumcised. Paul said, you stop this nonsense. Amen. And he went up, him and Barnabas went up to Jerusalem, and I believe it's Barnabas and Silas, and they were saying that, and Paul said, "What's this you're doing? Coming down here and telling the people you have to be circumcised." Well, the Bible says, after many days of much disputing, see, thank God Paul wouldn't yield to them. He held on to the truth. Finally, they come to the conclusion that the Gentiles don't have to be circumcised. Hallelujah! Praise God! But the Jews continued right on, see, because that was too... But now what we got is a lot of people that circumcised. We got those that are of the spiritual circumcision. In other words, won't turn loose from the church age. Won't turn loose from the past churches. Amen. Won't go on with God. But we're of the uncircumcised. We're Gentiles. Amen. And that's who he's going to take out of blind. The 15th chapter of the book of Acts. It says he's going to take out the people of the Gentiles, the people for his name's sake. Yeah. Praise God. Amen. Let me get here in Romans 10, read just a little bit here, because I'm going to get too long if I don't. Our warfare's over. Our battle's won. Amen. We've reached that place now. Amen. And there's to be a lot of joy. There's to be a lot of understanding that we don't have to fight the devil on these things. Amen. We've won, and Satan, you're defeated, just as the angels won. Yes, the devil still tries to fight with them. We get that in the book of Romans. Book of Daniel. Because Daniel was praying for an answer from God, fasting 21 days, and God sent his angels there. Well, the devil sent a bunch of his. Tried to stop that angel. And he came to Daniel. When he came, he said, "Thou art highly favored of God. In thee was an excellent spirit." And he said, "I started the day you started praying, but was hindered by the prince of Persia, which was the evil spirit." Said, "Amen. But here I am. Victory's yours." See? Yeah. Praise God. So the devil deals with us. He can't get us. We've won our victory. We're the bride. We're the wife. The marriage took place. But now he tries to get us look to the world in a way that might like be so tender-hearted that we can't stand up for truth, you know. Now, the devil loves a tender heart, especially in the with a wife. Because the devil can say, "Oh, feel sorry," get you feeling sorry for somebody, and get you leaning away where it's taking you from the very thing you need to be with. Say, yeah. Amen. Now, there's extremities of having a tender heart. I know this man told me about a man, his neighbor, and his wife was having trouble, a little trouble, and they weren't getting along very well and all that. But this other neighbor's wife, you know, she knew the situation. All of them knew the situation there. But the lady's working out and weren't in home life. And she committed adultery with the other man. And when she was confronted about it, she said, "Well, I just didn't have the heart to tell him no. Because I knew he was there and he's having family problems. He's having so much trouble. And he wanted me and I just didn't have the heart to tell him no." Well, that kind of heart's of the devil. Amen. See, the devil can use... Now, I know it don't get that extreme among the bride, but there's other ways he does. People say, "I just don't have the heart to say no." Well, I want to tell you about the real Christ... When Jesus was here, his mother and his brothers came to him when he was having a service there. And he just went and he didn't preach and have big meetings like that. He just started talking, preaching. And many times he sat down and did it. But someone came in and when he was having service, says, "Your mother and your brothers, so they're outside desiring to see you." You know what Jesus did? He jumped up and ran out. No. Amen. He said this to them. He said, who is my mother? Who is my brother? Who is my sister? Who is my family? He said, it's them that do the will of God and continued with His message. Amen. So you say, well, I'm just too tender hearted. I can't stand seeing by well, if something draws you away from the Word, the devil loves your tender heart. Amen. How many knows that? Amen. The devil knows he can't get you away from the doctrine of the Word. You have won the battle. You won the victory. You're not fighting a battle for truth. You're in truth, and you've been built up into the perfect man, statue of the man Christ Jesus. You're not tossed to and fro, and you're married to Christ. You're baptized into Christ. But the devil still has his force out here. Amen. And the Bible says, be ye tender hearted, kind one another, and so on. And God can use that, but so can the devil. Amen. Now, I'll say this here. I had a neighbor sometime back. He had several children. And he came up one evening. Ben, I could ask you a favor. And I said, well, sure you can. He says, we're going to a wedding. And says, our babysitter, this poor man, Barbara, got mad. Our babysitter said she couldn't sit tonight. Said, would you keep the kids for about 2 hours? Because the kids came up and played ball, and occasionally I'd give them some ice cream stuff, you know. And they liked me and all that. But they stayed, I think it was about 12 after when they got back, and it was in the evening when they left. Gonna be gone 2 hours. I tell you what, they liked to tore this place apart. And I was tender-hearted and said, yeah, I'll take care of it. But the promise was, we'll pick them up in about 2 hours. It won't be long. Okay. Well, about 6 hours later, here they come. Said, well, I hope the kids didn't aggravate you too bad. I said, well, I survived. Amen. Because here's the thing about it. You can get tender-hearted and let that someone say, will you keep the kids this week? Will you keep the kids? Will you do this? You do that? Well, and many times they can have an excuse that look like you should. You see what I mean? And it look like you should do this and you should do that. If you don't, you're hard-hearted. Well, sometimes the wife of the lamb has to be sold out to 100%. And many times, yes, if someone has a difficulty, fall into a difficulty, yes, you want to help them. But don't let it become a habit of something that will take your mind away from serving God. Amen. 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 If you got a bunch of keeping someone or doing something like that, and it's aggravating you, disturbing your spirit, amen, then how are you going to have your mind on Jesus? Amen. Well, I just didn't have the heart to tell them no. Well, if you don't have the heart to tell them no, Satan, he's having a revival in hell because he's got one of God's children or whoever, amen, to get them away from this thing that we've got to be right on. Hallelujah. Yeah, I said some of you don't like good. The Bible says when you eat the little book, it's two things. It's sweet and it's bitter. It's so sweet when you know your battle's over. It's so sweet when you know you've arrived. It's so sweet when you know you're married to Christ. It's so sweet to know that you're His and He's yours. Amen. And Satan, he backs off when he sees that. But he said, wait a minute, I got to figure out another way to do this. Amen. Then he'll come at you so many different ways. Amen. And it looks innocent, see? It's got to look innocent because he knows how to make it look that way. And he's got to make it look like you're a rascal if you don't do those things. Amen. But you are bought with a price. Glorify God with your body and with your spirit, which are God, and your mind belong to the Lord. Amen. And God gave certain things in the Word of God, and He said, think on these. Now it's up to you. Amen. To keep your mind. Keep your mind for the Lord. It belonged to the Lord, not somebody else. If you're getting aggravated and a lot of things that aggravate you and all, amen, check them out and see whether you're bringing something up that will get your mind off the Lord. See, you're His wife. There's a rapture taking place. We've come to the end of the journey. Amen. Now, I know people in days gone by, maybe even so now. Amen. I wanted to go to church tonight, but I had the grandkids. Amen. Well, I had my neighbors come visit with me. Well, you tell, if you're a child of God and love Jesus, you'll tell your neighbor, I'm going to church. You want to go with me, or you want to wait till I get back? Amen. One lady came and said, went to a meeting there. She says, it was my kids' special day for them. So they wanted to bring the kids and leave them this weekend, and so on. Well, it wasn't but a few more weekends. They wanted to leave the kids with me this weekend. See, amen. Well, and I just didn't have the heart to say no. Well, you ain't got the heart to be the bride then. Amen. Amen. You have to give your time to Jesus, and you got to be able to say no to things that will turn, deviate your mind and your thinking, amen, from Him. Now, this religious thing of just being, I'm saved, I'm this and I'm that, and going on down and doing every old way, amen, you've got to spend time with Jesus and don't let nothing subtract you from that. Amen. All right. Yes, I said it. And I don't repent of it. I believe it. Glory to God. I've had to make decisions. Amen. A lot of people get mad and think I'm hard-hearted. And think I made the wrong decision. Amen. But I make decisions based, to the best of my knowledge, upon keeping my mind and heart in tune with the Lord and what would please Jesus. He's our bridegroom, and we want to please the bridegroom. Hallelujah. Our battle's over. We're not fighting the battle. Glory to God. He's getting ready to give us a new body. Hallelujah. And as we go into that, praise God, we get a complete change. Now, somebody said, well, I got to look at my people. Well, now, the question is, who are your people? Amen. Jesus would not interrupt a meeting or even go out for his mother Mary. Hear me, Catholic. Because they say Mother Mary. Mary. They worship Mary as much as do Jesus. But Jesus wouldn't even stop a sermon or stop a service or interrupt a service. Your mother's out there. She got to see you. She needs to talk to you about something. He said, my mother's in to do the will of God. Amen? I tell you, it gets bitter on the stomach, yes. But what does it produce? A glorified body. It produced a rapture of the church. It produced this. And it has brought you to a place where you don't have to wrestle anymore about this, whether this right, whether that right, whether this. Amen. What God wants you to do now is dedicate your life to Him. Amen. I don't mean go around long face and can't talk to people. Yes, you can be normal. But God gives you a tender heart and a sound mind. Amen. How many knows it? I know some people don't like it, but it don't make a bit of difference to me. Amen. Because I've got one to give an account to, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Paul, he preached it like this. Amen. He preached Christ to the people. Let me go ahead and read what I was saying there in the 10th chapter. I read some of this last week, so I'll just hurry until I get down to the points I want to get. I'll start with verse 13 of Romans 10. Verse 13. For whosoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. He said, then, how shall they hear? How shall they call on Him whom they have not heard? And a lot of people hadn't heard them. How shall they call on Him whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? Amen. Now I want you to look at that, don't you, folks? Amen. He's telling them here about calling on Him, believing on Him, and He said, you got to have a preacher tell you about it. Amen. That's what I'm here for. And Paul was here to do the same. We'll get to that. Verse 15 says, and how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. This is glad tidings of good things. You're married to Him. You're in the body of Christ. You're passed from death unto life. Amen. Now, don't run out there and say, I felt sorry for that denomination, so I had to commit adultery with her. No. Oh, I go to that church occasionally. Yeah, well, amen, you just go right on. Hallelujah, but Jesus got a people that ain't going to feel sorry for somebody and go out and commit a little adultery with them. I don't have the heart to resist them. Amen, you lustful ways reading they don't resist them. Amen. Jesus said, come out of her, my people, be not partaker of sin. And He said, her cup is full of the fornication. Amen, of the wrath. That's Revelation. You read the interpreted book, you'll get it all there, so I don't have to go over it all. But Christ wants a bride that's faithful to Him. Amen. Just think about it. I know that's a rude expression, and some of you ain't going to like it, but this lady said, well, I just didn't have the heart to turn Him down. He wanted to be intimate with me. He wanted to have sex with me, and I knew they were having trouble, and I felt sorry for them, so, yeah, I done it. Well, you hypocrite. Oh, I felt sorry for them. They invited me to come to church, and I know that it wasn't right, and I didn't believe what they said, and I know they were antichrist spirit, but I felt sorry for them when anyway. Okay. All right, I'm going to leave it there. All right, now let's go further with the Word. How shall they hear without a preacher? He said they'll bring, how beautiful are the feet. That's the way. Amen. The feet's what you walk in the truth. How beautiful. This message is beautiful. This gospel is beautiful. Christ is beautiful when you see Him. But do you see Him? Some say, well, I see God. I see Jesus. Amen. Well, tell me how God looked then. John said, no man has ever seen God. Amen. Neither can see Him. Neither can approach to Him. The only thing in the Old Testament of God wanting to manifest a portion of Himself. Like in a pillar of fire, or come to Abraham in the form of an old traveler. Amen. But God's the Spirit everywhere present at the same time. That was just a manifestation. Amen. All right. Going on here. All right. He says, verse 16, but they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Elias said, the Lord says, Lord, who has believed their report? And I feel like old Elijah this morning sometime. When you look around, Lord, who has believed their report? Amen. One place, to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Who has believed their report? Then he says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Now, you wouldn't know how to have faith and believe God and go forward without hearing the Word. You wouldn't have faith for it. That's why Paul said, forsake not the assembling of yourself together, and even more so as you see that day approach. Amen. Brothers and sisters, the Word of God's got to be a weekly growth in you, daily growth in you, as you study. Not just open the Bible and start reading somewhere. God's got a message in the Bible. Amen. God's got some preachers to bring it out. And God's got the first and second hand of the Word. The first hand is the written Word. They believed the Scriptures. The disciples did. St. John 2 and 22. And the Word that Jesus had said. And this is the Word that Jesus is saying here today. Hallelujah. Amen. Now let's read another scripture. Notice, don't miss that one. How are they going to hear if they ain't got a preacher? Amen. And it says, faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the Word. Amen. And then we go on down. And Paul says, but have they not heard? Yes. Verily, thy sound has gone into all the earth, and thy words into the ends of the world. And that word, their line, is gone out. It's gone out. Amen. Today we can say it's gone out into all the world. Hallelujah. Amen. And there is somebody believing that report. There is somebody that's coming alive. There is some little eaglet that's been born and hatched under the old hen and been in the barnyard listening at the clucking of the hen. They hear an eagle crying and they soar into the heaven. Amen. Their battle's over, see. All right. Coming on down just quickly here. Verse 19. But I say, did not Israel know? Watch. God blinding just like He has these denominations because they don't love Jesus. Because they don't want to accept Christ as He come this day. First, Moses said, I will... Here's what God told Moses. I will provoke them to jealousy by them that are no people. And by a foolish nation will I anger you. There's a foolish... They count us as foolish. Amen. But look what God's doing. Hallelujah. They're getting angry. Praise God, because here's a revelation of truth that has took us and brought us to a place where our battle's over. Amen. Reveal the Word so we're no longer tossed to and fro. Amen. While they still running here and there trying to have church. Amen. Well, the day of church is over. Amen. Trying to have church. Glory to God. Jesus Christ is perfecting His bride, His wife. He's dealing with her, and that's what's taking place now. When I say day of church is over, don't mean you can't come to a church building, a building like this we call the church, but the body of Christ is the church. It's not a denomination. All right, then next he said, but Isaiah is very bold. Oh, don't you say that, Isaiah. Don't try to be too bold. Don't try to be hard-hearted. You be tender-hearted, Isaiah. Don't you say what you're about to say. You got to be tender-hearted now. And if you say that, and listen, Isaiah was very bold when it came to him. Very bold and said, I was found, here's what God said, I was found of them that sought me not. I was made manifest unto them that asked not after me. But to Israel, he said, all day long have I stretched forth my hands unto a disobedient and a gainsaying people. Hallelujah. Amen. There's a message going forth. God has been stretching forth His hand. Amen. To those that have heard the message of the prophet and the others through the church ages. Amen. And they reject. Here come a message right down the middle of the road. Amen. Getting the people married to Christ while they become the foolish virgin. Amen. Amen. I'm going to read in the book of Acts here. Just a scripture here where Paul was preaching. And show you this thing here. God's doing a new thing. He said He would in this last day. He said, though it be declared, men wouldn't believe it. Amen. He said He would send us to a people and they would hear. Hallelujah. In the book of Acts, it's 28, last chapter of the book of Acts. I want to read a scripture there when Paul went to these Jews trying to tell them the truth about the Word. And some people today, you try to tell them the truth about the Word, they're going to go every way. Like a bunch of, what kind of birds, you walk through a field, and all of a sudden they covey of some kind of birds flying up, they go every way. But there's a people that love it, that'll die for it, that'll stand for it, that'll live for it, and nothing else in life counts. Alright. Amen. Are you about to... Okay, just... Okay, well, let's just go ahead with it here. Amen. All right, it says here, Paul's preaching here, but he's preaching to them Jews. And I'm going to start verse 25 here. It says, Paul, after Paul preaching, it says, "And when they agreed not among themselves, they departed." That's the Jews. After Paul had spoken the word well, spake the Holy Ghost by Elias the prophet, and said unto our father, saying, "Go unto this people and say, hearing you shall hear, and shall not understand." That's the way it is today. "And seeing you shall see, and not perceive. For this people's heart is waxed gruff, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes have they closed, lest they should see with their eyes and understand with their hearts, and should be healed, and I should be converted, and I should heal them. Be it known unto you that salvation of God is sent unto the Gentiles, and they will hear it." I'm going to stop off on that. Amen. This plan of salvation is starting now. The Gentiles now is the people that come out of the denomination. Those that are not of the circumcision. Those that are not of the law. Amen. This is going to a people, and they're hearing it. They're believing it. They're responding to it. And they know their battles are over. And here come old Satan in another way. Say, yeah, they got through the church ages. Yes, they recognize that Jesus, that Christ has come. Yes, they've been baptized in the body, but they're still in the flesh. And as long as they're in the flesh, I still got a gouge at them. So I'm going to said God's given them a tender heart, because the Christians be tender heart, kind one to another, loving one. And Satan said, I'll take that tender heart, and that'll be my door to get in and cause them to not be dedicated, and cause them to feel sorry for people and do things they ought not do, and let their heart overrule their mind when they know what they ought to do.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Dear Lord Jesus.
Amen.
That's the truth, folks. If I ever told the truth, that's the truth. Amen. Our battle's over. Amen. We've been baptized into our doctrine right. We know exactly what it is. But we know the old enemy, he still get a little punch at us every now and then. But here I'm giving him a deadly wound today. Hallelujah, hallelujah, I had it in a dream. Give him a deadly wound. Praise God, and stop him from trying to get in God's people, get them feeling sorry for somebody or sympathizing with somebody, in the sense to get them away from this dedication that God has given to his people. Amen. The main thing in life, if you're married to him, is please your bridegroom. And he's the head of the church. It's Christ Jesus. Amen. Christ in you. He said, the hope of glory. Amen. Do you love him now? Okay. Amen. I guess you'll say, "Hey, that fella must have eaten pepper or something, strong pepper or something, or got up on the wrong side of the bed or something." No. Amen. The time's at hand. Cry you comforting words to the bride. Yes. You're redeemed. You're baptized in the body. Christ is on earth. And now you recognize Christ not just as God somewhere off there in the distance, but he's up close and personal, and you're his wife. And you want to do all you can to please him. And he's giving you that you need. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, just thank you, God, for your blessings upon us. Thank you for this message, Lord. Our warfare has ended. Our warfare is completed. And now the victory is ours. Lord, just thank you, Lord, for giving us that wisdom to give the old dragon a deadly wound, that he cannot disturb your bride, that he cannot get her sympathizing with the world and feeling sorry for the world in the sense of spending their time away from your word, Lord, because the world is at the end time. It's at the end. And Lord, you married your bride. The rest will go into tribulations and all, Lord, and we know that whoever you've ordained to be the bride will come in at the last moment as you've ordained. But I'm speaking of the bulk of it, Lord. God, I just pray that you'll move upon us now. Help us all for your glory. In Jesus Christ's wonderful name we pray. Amen. 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 Are you glad you married him? Amen. 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 Do you recognize Christ in the midst? Amen. 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 Are you willing to dedicate yourself to Him in this new dedication? Amen. 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 God bless you now. And I'm not saying you go out and don't be kind to your neighbors. You be kind to your neighbor. And not be accommodating to your neighbor. You be kind and accommodating. But watch when things begin to pull you away from where you want to be with Him. Amen. It could be your closest kin, or it could be just a neighbor, or it could be somebody else. Amen. Satan will get in different ones, and in the sense of getting their mind, trying to get you to pull you aside a little bit, but stay on the straight and narrow way. God bless you today. Amen. 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 Deal with him now. Amen. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. All right. Amen. I had to do it, and it's done, and I'm glad. Amen. This is what dedication, this is what the bride is. Not what the church is, it's what the bride is. She's married to Him, and she knows Christ. She don't just look at God, I know you're up there somewhere, but I don't know where. I don't know where you look or what you think. No, it's Christ in you, the hope of glory.